you would please take a beautiful, nice deep breath. And I invite you to bring your awareness down into your heart. Your heart and your high heart, the full complex of your heart. And allow your heart to expand, to really open to feeling the love and support that is being brought forth at this time. And as you drop into your heart and begin to open the beautiful matrix that is your heart and your high heart, the configurations of your light body and your frequencies that flow through this region of your body, I invite you to drop into and begin to listen to your own heartbeat. And as you do, recognize that beautiful heartbeat as it pumps blood and oxygen through your veins. And just acknowledge your body and the magnificence of all of the intricate parts of this incredible divine vehicle of light that provides the experience that we are all going through at this time. And so just take a moment to really honor how incredible your body is. It really is a partner in this journey, housing your spirit, your soul, your energy, allowing the universal frequencies of light to interplay with your consciousness, allowing you to grow and expand and awaken beyond anything that has been experienced in thousands and thousands of years. And so first and foremost, just really truly sending a wave of gratitude to this incredible vehicle of your body. And really anchor fully into your body. Come fully down into your base chakra, down into your legs. I want you to begin to feel your toes. And I really want you to be fully present in your body as we begin this work. And with your next breath, please open up your high heart, the portal to your own higher self and source energy and source intelligence. And as you open up that high heart frequency or portal, allow the frequency of source energy to begin to illuminate, coming in through your high heart and expanding through every single cell, every adamantine level particle of your body. allowing source energy to come in and fully illuminate every single aspect, every bone, every skin cell, every organ, every gland, your blood, your plasma, your muscles, your tendons, your fascia, everything. And I want you to ask that the frequency of this energy be raised to the highest level you can embody at this particular moment in time. And as you do this, you may actually begin with your inner sight or knowing, your sense. You may begin to see your body literally illuminate, glowing with source energy, pulsing with every breath that you take, every heartbeat. Opening up your cells, opening up everything in your body, holding the highest level of source energy in this now moment that is possible. And I want you to imagine, sense, see, feel, pretend, imagine that you are literally glowing. If you were to turn all the lights off right now, you would light up the room with the amount of source energy that is illuminating through you. Beautiful. And with your next breath, if you would please open up your central column of light and then very, very quickly extend it all the way down into the crystalline core of Gaia, down into her crystalline heart, in the core of the planet, and connecting in, bring your awareness, both have it in your body, but also down in the crystalline core of the planet. Tapping into those frequencies of light within her emerald heart that is illuminating. Beautiful light code. Some of you can hear the sounds, the music within her own emerald heart that is singing, ringing, playing. And as you tap in to her heart, her emerald heart, her intelligence, her wisdom, her essence as a divine being of light, as you connect in with her, allow her love to begin to illuminate into your central column and begin to move up your central column. The love and the light that she is emanating. And you can see it if you have vision. You can see the emerald. You can see the blue. You can see the turquoise. You can also see remnants of gold coming through. Many different shades of light and energy. But it is the frequency of the love that is traveling up your central column and coming into your physical body, up through the central column and merging in with the high heart. And as you open up those communication lines, of course, your Earth Star is beginning to activate at a level where you are aware of it. You can feel it. You can sense it. And this is the interface between the ley lines of the planet and your own light body. And your Earth Star does an incredible job of refining all of the energies, all of the information to be perfectly aligned for what you require in this now moment. Supporting you, illuminating, bringing in that frequency that will stabilize you through this beautiful activation of light. She is anchoring you into the heart, the emerald heart of the planet, and all of her own love and light that is supportive of you and all of us on this journey. And with the next breath, I invite you to breathe up all of that energy coming from her crystalline heart, consciously moving it up your central column, moving it through your Earth Star, and flooding your fields once it hits your high heart, flooding your fields with her emerald frequency of light. Again, there's gold, there's turquoise, there's blue, there's silver. If you look far enough in, you can see a myriad of different frequency bands of light intelligence. Some of you in the moment are feeling this energy going through your solar plexus, and your solar plexus are, they're moving a bit at the moment, and that's perfect and fine. This is a new frequency of light, again, one she has never emanated before. As she continues to awaken and open up and activate her light body, she is continuously providing new levels of light and information. And so some of you at this particular time, I can feel you're definitely sensing it through your solar plexus as your solar plexus recalibrate to be able to integrate this light. We're just going to take a moment and allow yourself to breathe in to the solar plexus and just receive all of the incredible light that is coming forth through your central column. We're working to stabilize your body and prepare for all of the encodements that are getting ready to come through during this beautiful, beautiful activation of light. Beautiful. And I want you to bring your awareness to the bottoms of your feet. And I want you to consciously expand open the bottoms of your feet chakras, allowing more and more of her light intelligence to move through those chakras into your fields. Some of you may actually already start to feel a little lightheaded from this. If that's so, just close those chakras down just a bit. But we really want to bring in the optimal level of light coming in from her crystalline core. Beautiful, beautiful. Beautiful, beautiful. For those of you who have sight, you may start to notice that your toes are starting to light up and have almost like light language. It's not quite light language, but it's symbology coming through, almost hieroglyphics. There's the word on your toes, on both sides of both feet. So you may start seeing those light up. They're almost coming up like in bubbles of light coming out of your toes and coming up through your fields. Beautiful, beautiful, beautiful. And if you can't see it, just sense it. And if you can't sense it, just trust and know that those are illuminating and coming out of your toes. Quite a bit, actually, coming out of our toes for this activation of light. Beautiful. Whew. There's also quite a bit going on the horizontal today. This is part of the rod architecture, which is the father, the masculine architecture. But it is starting to illuminate, starting to come more online so that it can hold the divine feminine that is ready to come in and start to anchor. And so you may be feeling almost like vertical discs that are starting to illuminate around the base chakra, also at the solar plexus. That was one of the reasons you were having a bit of awareness in that solar plexus region. Beautiful, beautiful, beautiful. Take another nice deep breath. And now we're going to begin to extend our central column straight out our crown through our galactic star, all the way up through our sun and beyond our sun into the great central sun and even beyond that. Ultimately, connecting in with the cosmic heart. And just allow that to extend. Woo! Few of you are getting really stuck right at our solar sun. And so I want you to take another nice deep breath. And I want you to continue to extend your central column beyond our solar sun. Out into the great central sun. And the sun's beyond that. And don't worry about it. Just set the intention to connect in ultimately with the cosmic heart. And with your next breath, I'm going to ask you to allow your shoulders to relax. Ooh. Beautiful. There's quite a bit going on with your solar disc, your heart configuration of the high heart and the heart merging even more. If you're feeling any kind of heart palpitation or just feeling any discomfort, go ahead and place your hand, your palm, over your high heart. And I want you to take a moment and just breathe into and recognize and feel into the fact that you are plugged into the crystalline core of this beautiful planet, all the way through our sun and the great central sun and the suns beyond that, and connected directly into the cosmic heart. And just feel the magnitude of who you are as you connect through all of these levels and layers. Beautiful. And take a moment and bring your awareness into the cosmic heart. And with your next breath, begin to draw down the energy from the cosmic heart through all of the suns, back through our galactic sun, the core, all the way through our solar, our sun, and all the way down through your galactic star, through your crown, your pineal, all the way down into your high heart, and allow your high heart, Gaia's heart, and the cosmic heart to all merge into one unified field of light. And as you continue to draw source energy, universal life force, and source intelligence through that high heart portal, allowing that information, those frequencies, and that intelligence to continue to move through every single level of your body. There's a dance, if you will, almost, it looks almost like what we would see in Adam moving. There's a dance of these frequencies, like you would notice on the on an atom moving in circular harmony. And this dance is going to the level of the particle, anti-particle or matter, antimatter, and then all the way out through your fields. And you are just in this dance of light that is dancing through you. It is dancing you in this energy. And some of you may be feeling quite a bit going on in your palms of your hands as more of those encodements begin to activate. You can actually see light sparks starting to come out of your hands. The encodements coming out of your toes has almost come to a stop. And now your hands and actually the tips of your hands are starting to illuminate as well. Wow, this is incredible. Breathe. And coming out of the center of your high heart, of that portal that opens up to source energy and intelligence into universal life force energy, it's almost as if there are I'm trying to find the words to describe this, but there's, it's almost like templates that are coming, that are actually coming out almost like a bubble again, straight out of the front of your chest from your high heart. And they're like, they're templates, but it's more than a, like a grid. There's actually information that looks more like a language, like a hieroglyph, but not one we know here. And it's floating out in front of you, about arm's length in front of you. If you have sight or sense, you could actually see or sense it. And you may even begin to see the writing on that template. It's almost like a ping ball or a pinball. It's like the first line, second is lighting up, and then the bottom third one is lighting up, and then it's bouncing to the middle, and it's like it's dancing light, but not in sequence. And they're showing me that that's unique for all of you. It's definitely galactic in nature, but this is more of like a memory code coming in from different emanations. This first one that is coming through, it feels like the Order of the Phoenix information coming in. You may see or feel your eyes burning or wanting to blink as this is being communicated. And it's interesting, they're bringing it out in front of us to actually be able to see it. Again, this is coming in. They're showing me it's the Order of the Phoenix. So this is, it's like an awakening. It's like an initiation awakening back into. You already are the Order of the Phoenix. You already have. This is part of you, who you are. And I am, yes, getting that all of us on this call, all but who will listen, have some aspect of ourselves within the Order of the Phoenix. And this is really opening up the heart and the high heart to a whole different, as it is doing this light encodement, it's actually restructuring the high heart circuitry. So I wouldn't call this initiation as much as I would call it a reawakening, a reactivation of those aspects of you that you hold within your light body that are going to open up to that aspect of you coming into a much higher level of knowing and communication. Ooh, take another beautiful, nice, deep breath. That template is almost done. I would say it was like the size of a legal pad, maybe even a little bigger, and it's almost complete. Whew, beautiful. And once again, if you could place your hands over your high heart, there are still encodements coming out of your hands. And actually going into your hands simultaneously. There's an exchange that is happening. Some of you may feel like your eyes are starting to burn. This will be only momentary. Just breathe through it. There's almost like a menthol sting, like a spearmint or a menthol across both eyelids at the moment. And of course, that Order of the Phoenix, that is the ultimate alchemy of transformation, right? The phoenix burns, and out of the ashes, the phoenix rises again. And so this is part of what they're telling me is actually part of activating your sovereignty, your ability to transmute all that has been in your life, all that has been in the distorted, and rise again. So this is part of, again, this is part of activating a level of your divine sovereignty. Beautiful. You may be feeling a lot happening at the back of your high heart. Beautiful. Again, there's a recalibration happening at the templates of your high heart. You can almost feel the circular turns of that circuitry and mechanism. There's many, many, many layers to it. And you can feel, if you really tune in, you can feel almost the mechanisms recalibrating and moving into a new alignment. Beautiful, beautiful. And once again, if you want to remove your hands and just allow them to relax, that's perfect and divine as well. You may begin to feel quite a bit going on in your higher mind at the back of your head. Quite a bit of tingling may be occurring. There's quite a bit lighting up. And also in the master switch area, and you may begin to feel electrical pulses going down your spine and back up the other side, or they may go both simultaneously down and back up. There's a nervous system upgrade that's coming in right now, and so depending upon what your precise system needs is the way that you'll feel that electricity moving up and down your spine and back into the ascension chakra. Don't worry if you're twitching or if it's a little bit warm in one location or feels like it might be quite a bit of energy. There's some blockages that are wanting to be moved for many of you. And once again, talking about those horizontal discs right at the pelvic, you may feel that mechanism in your body, and it may be wobbly. They're, for many of you, they're trying to get that aligned. So it's almost like the wobble of a coin until it comes into becomes flat. That's almost what's happening. There's a spinning and a wobbling that is happening, and many of you may be feeling quite a bit of electrical at that level or right above it on the spine as that is trying to illuminate. Again, this is part of the rod architecture of the light body that is starting to come online so that you can facilitate more of the divine feminine frequencies that are wanting to literally activate within your systems. Beautiful. Some of you just got a little bit more wobbles going on, but for the most part, all of you have got that really stabilized and spinning. Beautiful. And almost like a cone. There's from the outer edges of that, like a cone siphoning straight up to the high heart. There is a connection that is being made. Yeah, it looks like an inverted cone at the moment. And many of you may be feeling the influx of information and light coming up from Gaia's crystalline heart. And it's coming straight up into that point. And there's a merging at the high heart point in the center of your central column. And it's... And as that energy coming up from Gaia, it literally is then opening up that point. That point was very pinpoint right at the top of the high heart. But as that energy comes up, it's opening up and allowing that to expand. Beautiful, beautiful. And it's almost as if now you've got a container that is beginning to show up. And they're showing me that's getting ready to literally hold the frequencies that are going to begin to come down from the cosmic heart through the suns, directly through our sun, down through the crown, hitting the galactic star. And boy, oh boy, oh boy, is that lighting up. Wow. You may feel that spinning and lighting up. Again, the galactic star is about arm's length above your head. Again, this is an interface that is fine-tuning these frequencies to come in specific for your body, your light body, your frequency, your level of consciousness, your mission, your uniqueness in this experience. And it's just lighting up like a light, like a pinball machine again, as that energy is flooding in and through it, and then funneling through your central column, coming down through that pineal. Wow. Okay, as it comes into the high heart, once again, there is like a template, a tablet that is coming out in front of you right at the high heart level. Again, this is lighting up in unique sequences for each of you. This is coming in and speaking directly to your Melchizedek aspects. There is quite a bit that's getting ready to awaken from your expertise from the Melchizedek lineage. And again, this is, they're showing me this is more of a state of being. Again, this is allowing you to move into a higher frequency to facilitate a much higher level of the divine feminine or mother energies coming in. This is expanding your capacity as these Melchizedek key codes activate in your fields. It is allowing you to actually hold more of the divine feminine. This is doing some very interesting things in your fields. Some of it is unlocking. Some of it is literally dispersing stagnant energies all through your fields. Wow. Just breathe that in. There are many of your unique templates of light, your own templates that hold information and lifetimes where you have been actively participating within the Melchizedek lineages on this planet and others. But I'm getting the sense that this is really all to do with lifetimes in which you came in with the order of Melchizedek very forward in your intention and your life mission purpose. And this is starting to clear and activate those memories of it's all happening in the now and the quantum, but we still refer to it as past lives, where you have been very active within the order of Melchizedek and establishing, bringing back higher wisdom teachings, higher levels of frequency embodiments throughout the ages. Take another beautiful, nice, deep breath. Beautiful. Beautiful. You may feel as if your fields are spinning. There's a very profound recalibration that is happening, and there's almost a centrifugal force that is spinning things out of your fields as much as it is recalibrating your fields. Your eyes should be feeling more normal, if that's even possible. But that burning has subsided, and you may now be feeling quite a bit going on in your inner ears. Again, we are still working to receive and upgrade, hold a high enough frequency to bring the pineal, the pituitary, online together. This is an ongoing process. That these frequencies coming in from the galactic core, the great central sun, through the cosmic heart, down through our sun, is definitely working on. So you may be feeling quite a bit at that level, and then in the inner ear canals. Beautiful. And that beautiful emerald, aqua, turquoise, gold, myriad of colors still streaming beautifully up from the crystalline core directly into your high heart. And your high heart is still once again recalibrating. And I sense there may be one more template that's ready to activate. I've never had templates. I've never seen them come out like this in front of us and then light up in different sequences. Beautiful. And the next one that is coming out, they're showing me, has to do with your communication with crystals, with actual crystals that are physical and crystals that are in the etheric. I'm being shown that the crystals within and on the planet are getting ready. Through this particular solstice portal, they are moving into the next octave of awareness, information, activation. And you are right now, this template is literally, it's activating your ability to communicate, receive, and work with the crystals of the planet. Oh, wow. There's huge ones that are coming in just in the backgrounds, but all kinds of different crystals that are, they're almost like they're singing and trying to get our attention, because they're getting ready to really move into the next level of consciousness. And of course, the crystal kingdom is also one that is going through ascension. Everything on this planet, everything within the universe is ascending, and the crystal beings, and I'm literally talking about the crystals we dig out of the earth, they also are going through a massive upshift right now. And so there's a whole new layer of or level of communication that is ready to come online. And you may be seeing different kinds of crystals being brought into your awareness. Pay attention to what you're seeing. And I just heard one of you say, is that the rocks too? Yes, but not as profoundly as the crystals, because the crystals are able to communicate more clearly, more effortless. With most of us. Some of you are definitely rock beings. I know that. You communicate with the rocks just as well as you do the crystals. But I am seeing this as the crystals taking a forefront here. Whew, beautiful. And the crystals are really loud. I'm just going to ask them to turn the dial down just a bit, because they are loud and they're all vying for at least my attention at once. So it's a little bit much. So I'm just turning down the volume. That template is almost complete with activating and communicating in our fields. Incredible. And so in this now moment, they're wanting each of us to really ask the most essential of the crystals to come into our awareness, what type it is. There's also something very important about where they come from on the planet as well. Now, many of them could come from many different sources, different places on the planet, but some of you may get information about particular locations on the planet as well that you are to begin to work with, and you will receive that information. You may be drawn to physically go there. Ooh, and this is going deep. I'm hiccuping. Wow. You may be physically asked to go there or drawn to go there, or you may just work within the dream state or in the higher realms with those locations. Wow. And there is no coincidence why these three templates have come out at this time. We had the Phoenix, we had the Melchizedek, which many, many, many of you have incarnated multiple lifetimes with very high-level skill sets. And then the crystals. And I do believe that the crystals are going to help activate more of those skill sets and memories. So all three of these. And then the Phoenix, they're really showing me about how to transform, how to literally rebirth. And again, that to me also is the zero point. It's also taking it back to the original point of creation, and then rebirthing, bringing in the higher frequency, the new. And all three of these, very specifically why these three came into this activation in this way at this time, for you to begin to work with these skill sets, this information, and these incredible memories from your incarnations and aspects of you, and then the beautiful wisdom and power of the crystals, who again are ascending as well. Everything on this planet, everything in this solar system, everything in this galaxy and universe is ascending. And so work with the crystals that are coming forward. Beautiful, beautiful, beautiful. And the recalibration through the ear canal, that is completing at this time. There are many of you, and I'm asking, is this true for everyone? And I am hearing yes, that you have aspects from your Melchizedek lineages that are ready to reawaken, to be cleared. Many of the Melchizedek came in and got trapped, if you will, in lower frequencies as this deep dive continued to go further and further and further into separation. And there is something that is happening with this solstice alignment, with the energies and what is happening on the planet and the solar system and the galaxy, that is allowing for aspects of your Melchizedek energies to begin to come back into wholeness with you. And so if you would please just take a moment and take a beautiful, nice, deep breath. And we're going to call forth your Melchizedek aspects of light that have been trapped, that have been lost, that have been in the darkness. And at this time, allowing all of those aspects that are ready, willing, and able to reawaken and come back into higher light and alignment, that have been released and are now ready to come back into wholeness. And as they come back in, be cleared of any distortion, any distortion of any kind, that as they come back into the light, be brought into the highest frequency possible, and the highest that you can illuminate, that you can integrate, that you can bring in at this particular time. Just welcoming them back into wholeness through your high heart. There's within the purity of the Melchizedek lineage, there was complete balance. There was complete synchronicity and balance between the yin yang, the mother, father, the masculine, the feminine. And so as these aspects of your Melchizedek come forward through into higher light, come back into highest alignment. They are being brought back in and reintegrated, balanced. Beautiful. And the Order of the Phoenix, there is some activity going on right now with that, as it's cleansed and purified through that Order of the Phoenix energy that you hold. You're able to transmute anything that was distorted, anything that was reversed, anything that was compromised in those frequencies, because we are calling this back throughout all time, all space, all time, all parallels, all alternates, all levels of the universe and the multiverse, bringing that back into wholeness, back into the zero point and wholeness of purity from the original creation point, or as close to that as you can possibly get in this now moment. Whew. And with that come harmony and balance. With that comes the ability to stand in that inner peace, that inner balance, and that inner wisdom. Beautiful. Ooh. And I know there's many crystals still dancing in your awareness, vying for your attention. Send out a thank you to all of the crystals as we continue to integrate these aspects of ourselves. And I don't know why it's the Melchizedek line at this moment today, but that is very much what is aligned in this now moment, to bring us back into wholeness, a whole nother level of integration and balance. And as this is happening, you may begin to see quite a bit of encodement starting to come in through the galactic star and down into your crown, into your pineal, and down into your nervous system. These are diamond sun codes. These are double diamond sun codes. These are going even beyond that, as you can integrate them at this now moment. There's a lot going on with your physical eyes. Again, they may be feeling a little strange at the moment. That's okay. It will pass. There is recalibration again. The eyes literally bring the light through into the brain, into the nervous system. This is how the physical light literally comes through, and there's a recalibration to be able to receive those encodements coming directly from literal sunlight, let alone what's coming in through the light body. Beautiful. And if you come into your high heart once again, I want you to feel the harmony. There's a balance. There's a ease. As those aspects of your Melchizedek, those will continue to integrate for several days, if not weeks, as you continue to be able to facilitate those frequencies. Beautiful. And as the sun, that golden light coming in from the sun coming down through your central column meets that emerald, I wouldn't call it an explosion, but there's the coming together and the dance of that light, that golden light, that emerald, again, the blue. And what's coming in from source, all in that portal, there's this kaleidoscope of light, this beautiful dancing of sparkling light, almost like you would see off of a rainbow crystal, right? It's just dancing through your high heart portal and out into your fields right now. And as it does, it's almost like it's dripping. It's like these droplets of light that are going down through your fields. And this is actually what that container, for the most part, was ready to hold. This is the beautiful energy coming in that is the balance between the earth and the sun, the masculine, the feminine, this balanced level of energy that is literally almost like an explosion. Again, it's just alive, dancing through your high heart with all of these energies and colors and frequencies just coming together in this beautiful dance. And then there's these droplets of the energy that is just filling. It's like filling you up. It's really beautiful. Totally encasing you, moving up through, it's all the way up to your shoulders, now moving through your head. It's like you're in this kaleidoscope of incredible, magical energy that is just dancing all around you, in you, through you. It actually is you. It's these, all of these frequencies. Incredible. Beautiful. And again, very much part of this re-embodiment of Melchizedek aspects. And again, this is just one, but there has definitely been a release of entrapped aspects of your Melchizedek. That is now been freed to be able to reintegrate. But again, going through that order of the phoenix, going through that transformation, clearing and coming into the highest level light to then be integrated into the now moment, bringing more of your unique aspect of different aspects of you that have played out on this planet and many other systems. Beautiful. This is really quite a homecoming. Some of these aspects have been lost for a very, 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 very long time. Stuck, frozen, unable to be reintegrated. All of that is truth. Just different adjectives to describe. But this is very much a homecoming. And with it comes so much stability, so much, there's just a solidness to it. There's it's foundational is another word. It's like we're getting another level of our foundation back, which will allow us to stay in our truth, stand in our truth, in our sovereignty, be able to weather the storm, if you will, being complete. It's a solid, it's a foundational piece of us that has been lost for thousands and thousands, hundreds of thousands of years, perhaps, in linear time. So welcome that back into your heart as this incredible light dances through, in through and around you. And it's, there are crowns coming in. And when I say a crown, almost like a king and queen crown. And that's not to inflate the ego. That is not to inflate anything. It's a symbology of, it's a recognition of leadership. It's a recognition of levels of attainment, wisdom attainment, not things, not material, but it's like there's just these, it's crowns that are coming in for everyone. And again, that is, it's an indicator of the wisdom. It's an indicator of the ability to lead. It's the indicator of sovereignty. Perhaps that's an even better reason that they're showing me these crowns. And they're crystals. Of course they're crystals. They're not even gemstones. They're crystal crowns. This is beautiful. And for, it's also a way of level of recognition, a certain level of attainment of that wisdom and that leadership, like a Seagal, like just a way to show a certain level of wisdom has been attained. Definitely. Wow. Beautiful. Whew. Beautiful. And interestingly enough, the phoenix is back, and the tail of the phoenix is going around you. That is purifying, almost two arms length out, just purifying around you, almost lighting it up in fire, like a fire ring around you, and purifying anything or keeping anything from coming into this sacred space for the next few minutes as these crowns continue to come in and then integrate. And again, they're crystal crowns, and it also has to do with that template of light for the crystals. So all of it is interconnected. As the crowns come down and in and integrate, they have certain crystals, which are part of what that the crystal template was all about, lighting all of that up, bringing back in and activating pockets of wisdom, information within your fields. Wow. I've never seen anything like this happen before in an activation. And so I'm super honored to be able to facilitate this for you, bringing these pieces and aspects of yourself back to help integrate them, to help bring this level of wisdom, to activate the ability to work more with the crystals. And there's an absolute correlation between the crystals on those crowns, the crystals in the earth, the crystals you're going to find, and the wisdom that they hold in those locations where they're found. This could take days to unravel what is actually coming in, probably weeks and months, actually, what has been brought in with this beautiful activation of light. Take a beautiful, nice, deep breath. Whoo. Beautiful. The ring of fire around you has now died down. It looks as it's almost like beautiful things you would see in a movie set. It lights up and then it comes back down. It's quite spectacular to watch. That Order of the Phoenix literally just completely disintegrated. And then I saw, at least for me, I'm sure it happened with everyone. I was kind of taken back. But that order, that phoenix then went into your body, into your high heart. Whew, beautiful. Wow. And so that container, the horizontal ring around your base chakra, that is part of your light body, but then the expansiveness that was holding like the container, that has dissolved as all of those encodements literally are really in your fields. You look like a large column of this beautiful, sparkly, beautiful light that has come in through the galactic star and the Earth star. And at this time, we're going to go ahead and disconnect to the level that is appropriate for you in this now moment. Some of you may want to stay fully connected, both through the cosmic heart and the crystalline core of Gaia. Some of you may be ready to really bring that to a close for a minute and let yourself integrate whatever feels appropriate for you. And then, of course, I still recommend connecting in through the crystalline core and also grounding through the high heart. I do both of those daily, except when there's seismic activity on the earth that feels unstable. But please continue to tap in and connect in with her crystalline core on a daily basis. Take another nice deep breath, please. Just a little bit more work going on at the back of your higher mind and the nervous system. You may feel this through the next couple of days, like electrical pulses going up and down the spine. Again, this is a recalibration and an upgrade to allow these higher light codes and information to move effortlessly through the nervous system and through your own beautiful body, divine intelligence of the body, and all that you hold within the body. Beautiful. One more beautiful, nice, deep breath, and please begin to wiggle your toes and your feet. Maybe moving your hands and your shoulders and begin to open up your eyes. Coming fully back into your body. You may still, as you open your eyes, you may see crystals everywhere. just depending upon your level of visual. But they are definitely just I'll say impatiently waiting to get your attention. So sit in meditation and ask for their wisdom and for them to come forward and share what is appropriate. But as you come back into your body, fully awake, fully aware, or if you're ready to go to sleep, to go ahead and just disconnect from this call and go into your beautiful dream state. Whatever is appropriate for you, once again, thank you for allowing me to facilitate this beautiful, beautiful activation. I'm so grateful you're in body, on the planet, here together. And I send you many, many blessings. Thank you.